Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
That's Andrew Sherman.
Fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
That was Camp Fine. How about that, folks? Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I told you we're going to be a little extra obnoxious this week. We got not too much of that. We won't kill you with all that, but that's fun, having our Brain Trust members call in and congratulate us and thank us for hanging out with us, which we thank them very much, including our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Barbara Weltman, original founding member of our Brain Trust. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. That's where you can find her tip, her daily tip, which is unbelievable. You can find her books on small business taxes, like the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes series, 2018, out right now. I encourage you to get that. It's the Bible on your taxes. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years of support.
Thanks to you.
And Barbara, let's talk about the tax bill that's bumper carring its way through, or maybe I should say collision. What do they call those car races? The demolition derbying around Congress right now. Every time it shows up, it gets demolished.
Well, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. There are two bills. So we can't really say there's a bill going through because there's something going through in the House and there's something going through in the Senate. And then they're going to have to get to conference and sort of reconcile what's there. And they're kind of very different when it comes to the treatment of small businesses, meaning pass-through entities, which like 90%+ of all businesses in the U.S. fit the description here. So it's really... almost all small businesses are passed through, meaning that they're sole proprietors, limited liability companies, S-corporations.
That's me.
Yeah, me too.
I'm an S-corp.
And clearly, there's no parity between the tax rates that are going to be imposed on C-corporations with the proposals for taxes on owners of pass-through entities.
That's right. There's 20% on corporate, on C-Corps, and 25% on the rest of us. Now, that's what we heard out of the House.
That was an original. It's been modified a little bit. For example, some of the income that's passed through will be taxed at a lower rate than the usual rate for individuals. That's kind of the House approach. The Senate approach is creating a deduction for pass-throughs, and it's really not clear who's going to benefit.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about the small business angle on the Senate part.
Well, it's pretty complicated, and that's perhaps why.
That's the reason why the media hasn't been picking it up.
No, it's really impossible to understand. It's a 17.4% deduction of qualified business income. And
what happened to simplification, Barbara?
It doesn't apply to professionals, lawyers, financial services, and then there's an income limitation on. So even if you're in a good industry, you still can't use it. It's a mess, and I don't understand this.
But you know, here's what. Let me just say this about Congress and small business. They throw out all these great and wonderful things. It makes it sound like they've pushed it over the goal line for us. When a lot of times what they're giving us, we can't even use. Like $1 million. Remember the year? It was a year or two. We had $1 million in Section 179 deductions. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. When they increased it.
Right. But they made it sound like they were giving us all Santa Claus, right? The truth is, you and I both know the average small business only buys a few thousand dollars worth of capital equipment every year.
Well, I think that one of the problems, and this goes back to something I know we've talked about before, is one of the problems is how small business is defined.
Right.
And when many people in Congress and government look at small business, they're not thinking of mom and pop on Main Street or a
right.
home business.
They're thinking of gazelles.
They're
I think.
Thinking of a business that maybe has 200 employees,
right.
and they consider that small.
Right.
And by definition, it is.
But they're minority.
But that's right. And so they're – or
that's minority.
And when and some people think small businesses, well, they're on NASDAQ, not on
right, exactly.
cap.
No, they think small business is small cap.
Right, exactly. So I think that that's one of the problems because they're just not looking at the right
mm-hmm.
demographics.
Well, but you know, I think, Barbara, I think I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think they know what it is. I think, well, for example, when they said we're going to create this pass-through entity. We're going to drop it to 25%, the highest rate, which is lower than your 39%. Well, the truth is, I always forget the term. It's not the average. It's the mean or the rate that most small businesses pay is less than 25%.
It's already less than 25%. Business owners don't make that much money.
I'm predicting that within a year of this going into force, there will be articles that show that way more small business owners got nothing out of this as got help out of it. I'm not going to say that it's going to hurt a lot of small businesses, but I'm going to say it's not going to help as many as they'd like to think. What do you think? Quickly.
Well, in the next segment, let's talk about some of the things I do think
right.
will help small businesses.
All right, but what do you think about what I just said?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's not going to be that many.
I can't argue with
yeah.
that logic.
Hold on to that thought. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. She's the best. We'll be right back. Continue to celebrate. It's continuing our obnoxiousness. Fair warning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.